Etherport at RBN, cruising at light speed. Here's your host, Steve Starrs.
Welcome once again, everybody, to Lightspeed. I am Steve Starrs. Glad to be back with you on a Monday, the 18th of September. Big show today. You know, friends, I am so glad to be here. It's always a privilege and a pleasure and an honor to speak to you because these are troubled times and you are the greatest people out there. You know, I want to let you know that network is struggling right now. We got to make some bills paid, pay off. I'm a volunteer, friends, have been all along. I don't think I've ever gotten a nickel from RBN, but I've got a lot of enjoyment out of it. I tell you, I really have. And I've been off and on since, I guess, 2015 here at the network, or even before that, just doing shows and things. But my pleasure, and it's actually, I'm one of the beneficiaries of your giving, and I'm also a supporter of the sponsors and things like that. And I'm going to try to help out a little bit, too, right now. We have got to get these bills paid because we got to keep this network going, friends. We've got to do it. We can't let down right now. Things are just at the utmost of decision time making, decisions or whatever. We've got to stay in this whole thing because I mean, there's too much going on, way too much going on right now, and it's going to get more intense. We are only 2 days away from this meeting of the bigwigs and health officials around the world with the World Health Organization wanting to start this World Health Organization treaty. For instance, you need to call your senators and your congressmen or your senators in particular and tell them, no, we don't want to be a part of this. We're not going along with it. Now, they've already rigged it, so a silent acquiescence means that it's an approval. Okay, so unless people object to it, and these people need to object to it, in particular your Republican senators and even Democrats, we need to tell them we're not going along with this World Health Organization treaty. It's a treason is what it is to go around your laws, your Bill of Rights and everything. And the World Health Organization and the HHS, Health and Human Services, working down to the FDA and all these other people are directly involved in a lot of things out there. As you know, that they're ignoring your health altogether. Look what they did with ivermectin. They even admitted eventually that it worked, but now they still won't approve it. I mean, what's wrong with this organization? This is under HHS, Health and Human Services, okay? So, you know, the point is that is a very bad, I mean, these people are absolutely negligent risking your health. And I'm going to have Virginia Farber on with me today, and she's going to be talking about things. We can't go into all the details quite yet. Big stuff is getting ready to happen here on the whole thing, because remember, 5G is not only monitoring you, it's not only taking your data, but it has a lot to do with your health, and it's endangering you beyond what you could even believe. And she'll be getting with me in just a second, or a couple of minutes maybe when I finish up here. But we have got to stay at it. We've got to keep this network on the air right now because, you know, Virginia's gone to a lot of trouble and been through a lot of trouble to get the information that she has, and she's got some new stuff. We won't be able to tell you all about it, but we will be able to give you the first part of this. And as it breaks open a little bit more, we'll give you more details. She's just a great guest, as you know, and a wonderful lady. But let me finish up and say that this World Health Organization is coming into context in a big assembly on the 20th. That's Wednesday. And we need to call your senators and people like that and tell them no, 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 hell no. You know, because remember, that's the FDA. The FDA is not looking out for your health, especially with what these new reports are showing us about the Apple phones having way more power than they're supposed to have. 5G antennas, which is even going to get worse. And you're going to hear a little bit about that pretty quick here. So, you know, right under Health and Human Services, they have ignored the Supreme Court ruling that Virginia was a part to with that went all the way to the Ninth Circuit with RFK Jr. So she's working with him. He's trying to stop this as well. As you know, RFK Jr. Has been speaking, and the Democrats won't even provide him Secret Service protection. He is now saying that he may be looking at other options. If the Democratic Party bosses won't allow fair and free elections. For Mike Adams of Natural News, a story here I'm going to read real quick. In a live town hall event that took place Sunday, September 17th, 2023, hosted by Stand for Health Freedom, U.S. presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced he was ready to look at other options after the rigged Democratic Party has excluded him by exclusively endorsing Joe Biden and rigging the Democratic nomination process. This decision stemmed from the irrefutable fact that the Democratic Party has rigged nominations and this process to exclude any other candidates that don't push the party narratives on vaccines, climate change, Ukraine, election integrity, parental rights, transgenderism, and let's put it this way, a slew of other things, as you know. So RFK Jr. said, "I believe the same democratic values that my father and my uncle believed in as well," RFK Jr. said. "Civil rights, environment, good public health, anti-war, skeptical of emergence of the domination of government by Wall Street or foreign policy by the military-industrial complex. And if you go down that checklist, I check every one of them." You know, if you heard it, there was a phony, bogus guy standing around pretending to be a federal marshal that they busted at one of RFK Jr.'s meetings. Now, look at it this way. He and I are almost the same age, right? I'm kind of confessing that. But I remember when his father was shot. I remember when JFK was shot, okay? This man is facing a bullet. He knows that, all right? He's going into this office not because he's expecting a free ride and a lot of handshakes and a lot of people patting him on the back. He knows what he's facing. And so I think he's brave. Now, I don't agree with absolutely everything he says, but a good portion of it I do. He's well aware of the problems of the Federal Reserve. He's moving in the right direction, and they are threatening him already, like they did Bernie many years ago. And they're trying to push this idiot Biden, man. I can't believe it. I am calling my Democratic senators and say, your party stinks because of, you know, Joe Biden. Why don't you tell him to resign? Best thing we can do is get him to resign right now, because the whole impeachment process is going to take too long. I could go into that. You know, I've been telling people, call your senators, call your congresspeople, tell them this man needs to be impeached. I know some people just groan when you say that. No, you're groaning because you sat through two bogus, illegal, fraudulent impeachments on Trump that never went anywhere, and then they tried to get him the third time after he left office. I mean, the Democrats can do this. Why can't the smart people? It's what bothers me. I'm furious with my Republican congressman, or was my Republican congressman, Ken Buck out here in Colorado. The guy's an idiot. You know, I mean, every time I'm on the radio, I drag him down because he continues to strain at gnats and swallow camels. If you've ever heard that expression, I mean, he is throwing up every little tidbit of, you know, trivial stuff to try to, you know, excuse himself from doing what he's supposed to do. These people need to get on the job. They need to get it done. Now, what's happening in Congress right now? Okay, I'm kind of excited about everything, as you can tell. What's happening in Congress right now is they're weighing whether they have to take time to fund more money for Ukraine or commence with the impeachment. Ding, that's a no-brainer. You know, how about we clean up our own house here first before we start a world war? I mean, in my opinion, they need to get right on it, and they need to get after it right away. So those things being said, I mean, golly, I hope I didn't talk you off too fast, you know, because we got a great show coming up here. And I think I got Virginia with us. Virginia, are you there?
Hi, Steve. I'm here.
Great. Great to have you back again, my friend. You are been leading the charge on all this with the whole thing with 5G, with the dangers of these small transmitters, the cell phones and everything like that. I know we've got stuff to talk about here, and some of it is still ahead of where we can actually come out publicly. But go ahead and kind of fill us in on what's happening.
Well, I've had several Zoom meetings with many attorneys over a lot of this stuff, and everything's being manufactured in China right now, even the 5G equipment. And one of the attorneys actually stated to me that these new 5G poles they're putting up are actually they're considered Roman candles on sticks. So, you know, it's going to add another layer of all this fire danger for us as well, too. So, and just a couple of days ago, and it was actually on Newsmax, which I was shocked, France has banned iPhone 12s because of the radiation levels. So I'm hoping that kind of wakes people up and makes them think about their own phones, because there is no safe level of SARS in that specific absorption rate. They do testing with cell phones on a plastic head called Sam. So, you know, and it's meant for a 190-pound, 6-foot man is what they do the testing on. And also the new 5G phones, they're only testing one of the antennas within those phones, and there's actually five of them in there. So, you know, this is things that if you know better, you do better, right?
Right, right. There you have it, friends. 1,000 plastic heads can't be wrong. If they say it's burning them, then what's it doing to you? You know, I mean, come on. Yeah, I heard about that iPhone 12 and that it really exceeds the amount of power. Almost all these phones do, friends. Now, the FDA did not stand up for our freedom is where I was kind of going with that, Virginia, because you know that this ruling that came down from the Ninth Circuit of Appeals, the Supreme Court Circuit of Appeals, that these things were not safe. And yet the FCC said, we don't give a damn. We're just going to put them out there anyway. And the FDA wouldn't do anything, just like the sluggards that they have been all during the COVID thing. See, friends, this is all related is the whole point. That's what happened with that, right, Virginia? And so, you know, we now have even more dangerous stuff coming out here. You talked a little bit about these new transmitters. I don't know how much we can go into that. But these transmitters, it's not just the other 5G transmitters that we're seeing up there that are only going to be put up about every 300 feet or so, maybe less than that space, in your neighborhood, and you're not going to have any privacy, and they're going to be constantly killing things like trees, like bees, like small pets, and even, yes, little people and big people as well. But what's going on with all that now? I mean, you know, we've come to this point, and I know that RFK Jr. stood his ground. The FDA is another part of Health and Human Services, friends. As I said, this whole thing is all interconnected, and there are connections also to the vaccine with all of this. Isn't that kind of what's happening, Virginia?
Absolutely, and several of these attorneys have stated that we need to sue the WHO. So, and people need to know it's a volunteer organization, and it's, and I know just with the FCC and all the wireless, that they're filled with industry people. So I'm assuming it's the same with pharmaceuticals. I mean, it's just a revolving door with these people, and that's what we've got going on right now. So, and they, I had them explain some things to me. There are things called, with all the people that were getting sick in the hospitals, mm-hmm. they found out that a lot of the telecoms were putting in what's called frequency multipliers. And they were putting these in antennas and cell towers and everything. And they found that they were putting these really close to hospitals and to medical facilities. And what these do, these run at the 60 to 61 gigahertz level. And what it does is it vibrates the molecules in the lungs. And so although the patients were probably getting sufficient oxygen, their body could not absorb it. So, and it's the same way with a cell phone, that they vibrate in your brain and they tear your cells and your DNA apart. So it's the same concept.
Yeah, not good. And, you know, this is COVID via cell phone delivery, friends, is what she's talking about here. No wonder these people are losing breath, and they're putting these things on every floor among all these sick people. One of the most dangerous places to be is becoming a hospital, and these people in the medical industrial complex haven't woke up yet. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, there's some good ones out there. I don't put them all down. You know, Steve Elkins is one of our greatest friends out here at the network, and he'll be on later on today on the National Intel Report, I hope. I'm going to be filling in for a little bit after Jim Fetzer's show to see if he makes it, he's okay. But, you know, we've got good people out there in health. I met them. I stood on the corner with those people protesting who were losing their jobs because they wouldn't take this experimental stupid jab. I mean, and I was hollering at the bull through the bullhorn, you know, Nuremberg. This is Nuremberg, friends. That's how bad it is. You know, I can't stand Fauci. I've been talking about him for 31 years now, exposing what a fraud he is. Most people didn't know who he was and what he was doing. He's back again. But, you know, the FDA has been completely negligent. This needs to come up in the conversations you're making to Congress. I would call these people, make them work for it. Make their days miserable, friends. I'm not saying, please, do not threaten them, okay? I'm not saying that. But I am saying that they need to be told that you work for me and I don't like the job you're doing and I'm going to be after it. I'm going to be making this well known across the bandwidth in my letters. We're not slowing down. We're not going to be censored. You're going to be answering for this sooner or later, so you better get it right. I'm sorry, but this stuff just goes over. I get to the point where I said, you know, I'm just so passionate about what we got to do to stop things right now, Virginia. People got to realize, and I think a lot of our listeners know that. More people are waking up, friends. We are slowly winning this battle, but we got to make it happen fast, don't we?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's just so much going on, and it's so secretive. I mean, I even found documentation, I think I sent it to you over the weekend, where they want to put these 5G antennas even in glass for buildings. Mm-hmm. So yep. This is how they're just going to have this stuff literally everywhere if we don't get it stopped. But it's going to be up to us not to buy the 5G phones, you know. Try not to use your phone as much as possible. You know, I know people say they have to have them for work and things, but, you know, take messages, make it to a landline phone, and just try your best. And try not to get your children these phones.
Yeah, absolutely. I got a phone and I hardly ever use it. I looked at all the phone calls I had made over the last 2 months. They were almost all outgoing. No messages. Maybe one or two messages. And I'm very glad. People can reach me if they want to. You know, my home phone doesn't take texts. It doesn't take texts. It's an old phone. But, you know, Virginia's right, friends. We've got to stand up to this, and you got to start making choices yourself to get rid of these things, because they're not good. They're listening to you. They're listening to you constantly. Americans do not realize how they are putting their heads in a trap here, friends, is what's happening. We've got to realize that, and quick. I mean, the population is going to melt down. We can even talk about the zombie apocalypse, which is real. What we're talking about and hinting on a little bit is something we won't go into too deep, probably, unless Virginia wants to take us there. But yes, they are going to be creating people that are going to be going berserk, and they're actually doing it right now. And that's where it's headed, right, Virginia?
Yes. I coughed.
Yes.
Yeah, they can do all kinds of...
That's all right. You know, I would be coughing too. Yeah, go ahead, dear.
Mind control experiments, whatever you want.
Yeah. It's what they're doing. They're already controlling experiments, and they have the ability to not only spray these nanoparticles on you. Remember Morgellons disease or whatever that stuff was, when people were growing these strange hairs that were synthetic out of their body. They can spray these things. They can inject them into your body with a vaccine now. They are replicating. They're doing funny, weird, stupid things. People need to be let known. Nobody knows. Isn't it astounding how the public is so blind and trusting of the damn television set and these people from Pfizer? We've been warning you, this is a dangerous propaganda system that's got you psyoped if you're not paying attention. I know most of our folks are so we're preaching to the choir here, of course, but you know, the thing is, we've got to get through to people very quickly. They have no idea what's getting ready to happen, and it's going to be ugly, right, Virginia?
Oh, absolutely. It's really bad. And also, these attorneys that I talked to, they said, if you think it's bad here on the planet, they said, what's going on up in the atmosphere with all these satellites and stuff, he says, it's like on steroids.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of these satellites are hooked to, you know, these dew weapons, and they can manipulate whole areas of people. It's crazy.
Right. Yeah, you know, if you want to visit my Substack and look at that here, I've got a couple of the clips up there that Greg Reese did, you know, that you've probably seen before, but they now have been tracking that these satellites that were labeled by NORAD were CCP. They said CCP satellites, but remember, they told us that the virus came from Wuhan, and yet they were patenting the vaccine for it before the virus was created, friends. Now, I mean, we know what's going on, but we'll get back to that. Go to my stevestars.substack if you want to see that. It's there. I'll be putting up more things. Hey, got a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us, and it's going to get more intense.
Hey, Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know shilajit by other names: shilajit, momio, momi, mami, mineral pitch, asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
Back with another segment of Lightspeed Times 2. Steve Starrs, I'm your host on Mondays. I'm glad to be here again. Friends, we could use some help at the network if you can. I'm a volunteer. I don't get paid. I'm just here because you folks are out there, and I like the products. You know, we're looking into them all the time and getting some of those, but you can throw a few bucks that way. Let's keep this thing on because we are up against it right now. I mean, I don't think the United States has ever faced anything as dire as what we're looking at right now, and that would even include the Civil War, friends. We are about to be poisoned. We're about to be locked down. They're not taking over with armies, friends. They're taking over with technology. They're taking over with debt, and they're taking over with foreign wars and all kinds of other things. They're trying to provoke Putin into a war. I don't know if you heard the interview with Donald Trump. He said he could end this war almost instantly. I think that was the one with NBC. He really took charge of that. Now, look, I have some beefs with Trump, as you all know. I'm not a Trump hater. I'm a Trump supporter, but I'm very disappointed in a lot of the things he didn't do because he really didn't have the skill set for law enforcement from the very beginning. He's a deal maker. You know, he's a Monty Hall, not an Elliot Ness, okay? But he could work out a situation very quickly with Putin, you know, and I think they could manage to bring this thing to a quick end if he could get back into power. But I'm not looking forward to the election. The election was stolen from him. There's five reasons why Joe Biden should not be president. One of those, of course, is the election, but I won't even get to that one. I'll just say this. Constitution says high crimes and misdemeanors, check that. very definitely. Bribery. You heard him boast at the Council on Foreign Relations how he bribed the prime minister to fire the prosecutor after his son. You know, that was right out in the open, and all those fat asses laughed. You know, that those evil people at the CFR, they all thought it was funny, and he did too. He's a jokester, right? Yeah, no. That was an admission of bribery, and this all happened before he came into power, friends. Finally, third, treason, which has no statute of limitations. Treason, TREASON, all capitals. Biden is definitely guilty of treason. He was guilty of fabricating all kinds of things and putting together a phony steel dossier and an entire insurrectionist means and conspiracy and treason to take down a viable candidate, which they're still trying to do with Jack Smith, as you know. Okay, I don't want to get too much into that. You've covered it already. But Trump has said that we can fix this thing quickly. But we're going to have to do something. I don't believe in waiting for the election. I don't want to play that damn game again. We've been watching these phony elections for years, friends, and we knew it was coming. Trump should have done something about it when Hillary pulled 3.5 million votes out of her hat in the middle of the night back in 2016. That was the first sign that something should have been corrected. Then it wasn't. But anyway, I'm going to get up past that. Because one of the things that Trump has said, he was asked why he didn't fire Anthony Fauci, and he said, well, he can't because he's a civil servant. Wrong. That's like saying, gee, there's a guy who fills up a big, huge tanker truck full of oil and gas and drives it into an old folks' home and explodes it every day and kills 150 people, but you can't fire him because he's a civil servant. I don't give a damn whether he's a civil servant. He's a criminal. That's the problem right there. Now, here's the situation, though. It is beneath the president to intervene in the case of an employee at one of his departments, okay, like his cabinet members. Health and Human Services controls the NIH. That was Alex Azar, a Yale-trained attorney, who was with Eli Lilly in pharmaceutical fabrications and pharmaceutical research and marketing and all that stuff before he took that position. Bad choice. Then this idiot, Francis Collins, is right below him. He's the head of NIH. Below him, of course, is Anthony Fauci. So Trump doesn't have to fire the civil servant that's at the bottom. All he has to say is, Alex, I need Mr. Fauci's resignation by next week, or I need yours. You know, get it done. You know, then he can say to Francis Collins, I got to get rid of Fauci. I need his resignation or yours, Francis. You know, and he can fire a civil servant. It's his cabinet. You know, he doesn't have to go to the bottom. It's beneath him. He should be putting the pressure at the top. Anyway, I didn't like what Trump said. Okay. But see, here's the thing. These people are also in charge of the FDA. Okay, now you heard what Virginia was saying about these dangerous transmitters that have been known to be dangerous, even ruled to be dangerous or insufficient in safety, that is, at least, from the Ninth Circuit of Appeals, which is the Supreme Court, friends. They've already said this. This was back in, I think it was in 21, but I'll let Virginia follow up. Virginia, you know, my frustration, I'm sorry I talk so long about this, but the bottom line is these people are not doing their jobs, and we got to find a way to make them do them and fast, right?
Absolutely, and I don't think that people quite understand what's really going on. You can type in USA Government / World Economic Forum, and so I pretty much have realized that all of our federal departments, all the three-lettered ones, are all under the heading of the World Economic Forum, and that's who's pushing all the buttons right now. And this is why it's such a large thing, and I think this was the group that was after Trump to begin with before the last election, because they have to push their climate agendas and that type of thing.
That's right. Virginia, I cut you off with a little too much time, but we're going to get back with you after the break. So stay with us, friends. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Again, friends, I mean, I got to listen to a little of that music. I'm feeling that way right now. We're traveling down the road, and we've got everything. We got the pedal to the metal, friends. And I'm backing off a little bit. I'm going to slow down and let Virginia talk for a while, because I kind of cut her off accidentally by taking up too much time and taking up too much air. But I'm going to settle down. But we do need your help here at the network, friends. Things are coming down on us very, very fast. Virginia's pointing these things out. The FDA, and of course, I remember before I get to you, Virginia, that, you know, Alex Azar is no longer head of HHS and Francis Collins, but Fauci's not even employed, but he's still on the payroll, and he's still making all these commands. How's this happening? You mean you can't can't fire a civil servant, even if he's a maniac, if he's a mass murdering person. Come on, Donald, wake up. You know, I'm not putting up with this at all from him. He really needs to get that right. I'm going to tell you this. You know, whosoever covers his sin shall not prosper. Trump is in trouble. He's not going to get out of it until he finally realizes he made a very, very, very big mistake by allowing Fauci to run the country. And that's what he did. So, I mean, you know, he still isn't owning up to it. Now, Virginia, I'm going to take a breath because the FDA is supposed to be looking into the dangers here of these cell phone devices, right? Isn't that correct?
Well, they're petitioning them now, and I think they're going to file suit. Yes, the FDA is actually the agency that should be looking in. They're responsible for the wireless emissions and what it does to people. So the FCC is a spectrum allocation agency. They're not a health agency, and this is why it's just gone completely through the roof with all this stuff. It's crazy. We are on just steroids with all this stuff, and it's going to be up to us in the meantime before it's going to take years to go through courts and everything else. So with that said, I mean, it's up to us to take care of our own health.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I saw a picture of these new 5G transmitters that Virginia was showing me. They look like just window pieces that you put in your window. You can they're clear. You know, you just put them into your window. And these are actually transmitters that are emitting all this dangerous radiation in your house. You're going to be sitting right next to one of them all the time, the way they have this set up. Oh, it's so nice. I can look out my window. You know, and yeah, right. You know, you're sitting right next to stuff that's emitting very, very dangerous ionization and 5G kind of radiation. I had a friend of mine once who said that, well, you know, you actually get more 5G radiation line out in the sun. Yes, that's right. And you get a lot more light in the sun when you're out there than you would if you were sitting next to a candle. That's for sure. But you move that candle next to your skin and you tell me which is hotter, the sun or that candle 5 inches from your skin. Sit there for a minute and find out what happens. See, when you put this stuff close to people, that's where the real problem is. It's a much more powerful signal. And this is what people aren't seeing. They're not realizing we're putting these things in our houses. Ask Alexis if they're dangerous and see what kind of answer you get there. Right, Virginia?
Right. Well, I have nothing that's wireless in my house, and I will never have anything wireless in my house, including I don't even have a cell phone. So, you know, the cell phone thing, too, I mean, you get into the issues of they are surveilling you, you know, this digital ID stuff for vaccines or for banking. You know, I mean, we're just asking for it, and we're doing it to ourselves. That's the problem.
Yeah, so, we sure are. But,
yeah, I wanted to kind of get into, I found some documentation on HAARP. You know, I've been kind of researching what happened in Hawaii and stuff, and I found this, this was written by somebody from Russia, and it says, the U.S. plans to carry out large-scale experiments under HAARP and create weapons capable of breaking radio communication lines and equipment installed on spaceships and rockets provoke serious accidents in electricity networks and in oil and gas pipelines and have a negative impact on the mental health of entire regions. So basically it says the covert manipulation of weather patterns, communications, and electric power systems as a weapon of global warfare. So this is where all this 5G stuff has originated from, and the smart grid it's out of HAARP. So I want people to understand that. And so with that said, you know, most people know about my story about losing my son at SDSU. I had some attorneys look at the drums and all the antennas on this thing, and they said it emits massive amounts of radiation. And so this is hidden in plain sight on college campuses now, and they actually explained to me how you can see if a cell tower is weaponized. So I want to tell people about this. There's probably four panel antennas on all these cell towers, and if you want to look for those, these are the little panel antennas that are approximately 4 feet high and about a foot wide, and that will tell you if this cell tower you're near is weaponized. So, yeah, I want people to know that.
So, yeah, we see those. It seems like they're kind of accumulated all around in some of the cell towers I've seen. And, of course, I don't know the difference, and I worked with RF for many years. But so you say they're about 4 feet high and about a foot deep.
They're 4 feet tall and a foot wide. And they're just these little panels that, you'll see them even on buildings. You know, they'll be stuck on the side of a building and whatnot, but you don't want to see any more than four of them, and that's the problem. So, I've learned quite a bit over all this stuff.
Yeah, we're going to get some photographs and pictures. I'm going to try to put that up on my Substack so that people can actually see these and be aware of what they're putting in. I have been to my city council meetings and talked about this, and the city planner. And the city planner was a nice lady that I met. I was on a grand jury, and we were talking this over together, off duty time, and during lunch and stuff. And she says there's big money, big money coming in with all this. And of course, we know about the global covenant of mayors. You can find out who, if you have a smart city, we got a bunch of them here in Colorado. We got over our share. I'll tell you, this has become narco, creepo, spooko state city. You know what I mean? Up here. I mean, I can't stand it anymore. We got so many jerks and people like that in this damn state. I mean, it used to be a great state, friends, but I'm ashamed to say I'm a native now, because it's not just all the creepy, weird stuff. It's the heavy, heavy government lockdown that's taking place over here. And I'm sure it's happening where a lot of our listeners are too. So, but yeah, these panels are going up everywhere. These are just thin. These aren't like these aren't deep like shoe boxes. They're just kind of flat panels, then, right?
Right. And there's usually four of them, which is a telltale sign that it's been weaponized. So, and that's the stuff that I can't really talk about right now, because I'm actually investigating what I was told, and so I'm finding some very, very interesting information on it. So. Anyway, but, we just have to keep fighting this stuff, and we're just not going to get away from it. And, the analogy about getting out in the sun, well, you can be out in the sun, but you're only going to be out there for so long.
Right.
And you're going to get burned. Well, yeah. It's the same with the 5G millimeter waves. The only problem is it's going 24/7, 365 days a year. So there is really no escape from it. Plus, and what happens to your skin if it burns over and over and over again? You end up getting skin cancer. So this is going to be a prominent thing in the future.
Yeah, it is. And we're going to talk about the zombie apocalypse and how this is going to be activated, too. Hey, we do got a call from Sherry, who calls in sometimes when you're on. Let's see if we can get her on real quick before the break hits. Sherry, are you there?
Yes. Hello, Virginia. Yeah. Hello, Steve.
Hi.
Okay, so I've heard that these things are going to require a lot of power, and since they're putting up so many of them, so how does that power get paid for? Because these guys aren't going to pay for the power for free, the people that are putting them up.
We're going to be paying for it, and that's exactly right. They said massive amounts of power is going to be used to run all this infrastructure. So, and the scary thing is they have the OTARD rule, and they're trying to pass all these horrible, horrible bills now, where the telecoms are basically, they're telling everybody where they're going to put the equipment, and nobody has a say in it. There's not going to be any local government that can stop them or anything else. So it's a real problem.
Yeah, Ingrid Castle on her show last Saturday on this network mentioned something, and maybe that's what she was talking about, because where they live up around Coeur d'Alene, she said that they've got a really strong ordinance in where she lives, and one of the strongest in the country, but there was something they were trying to put through that wouldn't give you a choice. It would just override the local ordinance.
Well, that's exactly what they're trying. It's, what's the bill? 355 7 is the number. But anyway, that's the bad one.
That's and a house bill?
Yeah, it's a house bill. And the attorneys that, or I think it's a Senate bill. Anyway, the attorneys that I've been involved with, you know, there's a gentleman by the name of Andrew Campanelli, and he's been a cell tower attorney for, he said, for over 30 years, and he said this is the most evil bill he has ever seen being introduced. So, you know, we're basically being overridden by corporations, and that's who's running all of our federal departments right now, too, and the World Economic Forum.
Well, I remember when Fred Kelly Grant was on this station with, I think he's been on with you or you know him, Steve.
Yeah.
And he seemed to think that you could fight these things using environmental law, but I suppose you've already tried that.
They're bypassing all of that as well, too. They want to put this stuff in our national parks. And I actually, there were two documents here in Colorado last year where Rocky Mountain National Park said they are not seeing insects anymore and things like that. I mean, here locally where I live, I'm a resident of Colorado, too, and I was born and raised here, so I agree with Steve on all this stuff. But this fall, I have not seen, I don't know about Steve, but I have not seen one fly, not one fly. And so this is what's happening. And, you know, you're without bees and all kinds of, it's affecting the bees. What happens is, you know, you're not going to have food because they have to pollinate your food.
Yeah, I've read stuff that says, like, in New Zealand where this stuff was piloted in a place that there was, and this wasn't even the 5G towers, this was just other cell towers, that it there is a dramatic difference in the insect population. I got one more question. What is broadband? I was under the impression it was wired, but I don't know.
Well, we've had this discussion on a lot of our groups. They basically said broadband equals 5G. So they have something called the last mile. They're just, you know, they try to disguise everything. And of course, you know, the majority of people, even in town where I live, you know, they have no idea. They have no idea that this stuff's being put in. So this should be a warning to people, because if they don't want you to know, then it's not good.
Right.
Because I know they're trying to put that in the rural areas, too, is what I understand.
I've heard even the rural areas may end up even being as bad, if not worse, in the town centers. So really,
well, that's going to kill all the livestock too,
right? Oh, and all the animals up in the forest. I mean, it's that's what it's going to do.
Yep.
Okay, I'll hang up.
Thank you, Sherry. Appreciate it. Yeah, we did have Fred Kelly Grant on many, well, I guess it's been about 4 or 5 years ago, Virginia, and he was very successful at using environmental laws to entangle the operations of what these people were doing. They were trying to put in I-35 as this main corridor from Canada all the way down to Mexico, and they were going to cordon that off as international zones. In other words, you'd have to pay them to cross over I-35 to get one state to another, or even across the state, you know. And he found all kinds of ways that were in the environmental codes, and you've looked at that too, I know, Virginia. We haven't been very successful at it, but he actually stopped that whole process. Great guy, a brilliant an attorney, by the way. But you see, we've got to use these environmental laws. That's one of the reasons why I do like RFK Jr. in using some of these environmental laws to stop the madness of these incredibly deviant and stupid corporations. Friends, these people are idiots. You know, I mean, they need to be called out. You need to find out who it is around you that's working with them, and let your neighbors know. Go to your city council meeting and point them out if necessary. You know, find out who these global covenant of mayors are and all these other people who are working with the most deviant, idiotic, and maniacal type megalomaniacs you can possibly imagine to take over your whole community here. You know, where do these people get off? I mean, it's just absolutely incredible how how bad things have become, because mainly our businesses, news and journalism has let down. They have ignored your needs, friends. The Bible calls them sleeping dogs that will not bark. You know, and it also says whosoever loves and makes a lie will have their place in the lake of fire. And these kinds of lies that they're telling you are baiting the trap for these idiots to fall into. I mean, I feel sorry for them now. I won't feel sorry for them later, but I feel sorry for all of us. We've got to stop these people. The people who are awake and aware, we've got to keep this network on the air. We've got to keep at it, friends, especially this week, because as Virginia and I were pointing out, on Wednesday they're going to be meeting, and they're going to say, oh, the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum are going to make decisions for us because we're just too stupid to make up our own minds. You know, I mean, come on. We got to put some pressure on these people immediately. Call your senators, call your congressmen. I've been doing it, and I will continue. Do you know that only one person out of 300 talks to these people? You have the voice of 300 when you talk to them. Leave them a message. Just look them up on the internet. It's easy to do. But anyway, Virginia, I, you know, you get me so excited, and I want to talk too much. You've got so much more to share. We got a couple more minutes here before our last break, but where do we go? What do we do now?
Well, I was just going to mention about the health.
There it is, over here. Hang on, sorry. Be right back.
Okay. My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back here. just a couple of minutes left, and I want to get in real fast. And let's let Virginia tell all of us where we go, what we do now, what can we do, Virginia, to stop all this 5G madness and everything else that's going on with it.
You're exactly right. We need to call all of the politicians in our areas, and we need to call Washington and tell them to stop this. And, you know, and we just have to learn to protect ourselves. And I want to warn, you were talking about the WHO, and I think this is all working together in unison, because I think they're trying to make us as sick as possible. And then what's going to come out is UHC 2030, and that's Universal Healthcare 2030, and we will not have any health care.
Yeah, we'll have death care is what we'll have. Death escorts is what we got already. These shots were a horrible idea, friends. I could tell you that I think there were as many as 2,000 different experiments going on, and only the barcode knows for sure. It was all double blind. You know, I mean, this whole thing, we knew that was what was happening. I mean, there were some places where people were getting the first dose and no one got sick. The second one, about a few more people got sick. And then the third dose, everybody was getting sick. You could tell these were different toxins and different experiments going on. So we need to call these people. This World Health Organization should be told to go to hell. World Health Organization, be the world hell of an organization. Get out of here. We don't need this here. We don't want it. We're losing our freedoms, friends, and they're taking them away because we're not smart enough. Virginia, you've got meters to actually measure some of these things. What are the best meters that people want to look at and actually see what's going on in their house?
Well, I own an HF35C. You can get on Safe Living Technologies, and they've actually got one now, and it's like $1,200. But, I mean, it can actually measure the 5G, which is amazing, because two or three years ago when we found out they were going to start doing 5G, these meters to get one that could measure the 5G millimeter waves was around $20,000.
So, wow.
You know, you can find things now, and plus you can protect yourself with some of these things inside your house. You know, you can, and then if you can afford it, get a building biologist in your area to come and take readings. And you know, you need to have dirty electricity. There's actually meters for dirty electricity, and you can plug this into your outlets and see how much dirty electricity is coming out. And if it's bad, then you can get filters for your walls that can bring all that down. So,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things you can do, but the problem is it becomes cost prohibitive, and they like that, and they do it on purpose.
Yeah, we got to get some people. There will be new businesses sprouting around, and we've had a couple around here who will come around and with meters and look at what's going on in your house. But friends, in the meantime, stay away from them. You know, we need to turn these things off. I'll tell you, they're listening to you all the time. I asked a question yesterday, and I thought I didn't even word it very well. It was pretty elaborate, and the damn phone had the answer right away. I mean, they're listening. If they can answer a question like the one I was asking yesterday, they're listening to you all the time now. Okay, this is what we set up for ourselves, the home of the free. We're supposed to have privacy in our houses, in our lives. I mean, and how did this happen? We've got to put a stop to it, friends. We've got to get busy right now. We need to keep this network on the air, too, because we're giving you the information that you're going to need to know and everything like that. You know, friends, I don't want to see a revolution. I'd like to see if we can make a change, but things are heating up very, very quickly. Virginia, thank you for joining us. I'll have some more of her information on my Substack very soon. Steve stars.substack.com. Go visit it, and I will be back probably for the National Intel Report. Until then, stay with us on RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.